the World Food Programme is very concerned about the long-term intellectual and physical development of young children who are malnourished in North Korea. That's why WFP works in North Korea to provide specialized food and address nutritional needs of these young children and their mother. And in our current operation, we target up to 2 million children and their mothers in 85 counties inside the country. It's true that WFP is currently facing major challenges sourcing sufficient funding for operation in DPRK. We have already started, unfortunately, to reduce our food assistance. 4 out of the 14 factories making 45 biscuits have stopped production because of a lack of ingredients. And the lack of ingredients comes from the lack of funding. Since March, over 400,000 are receiving a limited ration of basic food instead of these specialized biscuits. And another 200,000 school children are not getting their daily ration of 45 biscuits. Situation in the next few months is really bleak. Rations are being cut to meet the needs and continue with what we have, and the pipeline will break completely in August if we don't get the $20 million we urgently need.
How many people are in need of this assistance in the DPRK?
In DPRK, around 1.6 million children, pregnant and breastfeeding women are badly needing this assistance. And the situation is that among these children, young children under 5 in orphanage, in kindergarten, are receiving no more food, no more high nutrition food, and they are getting smaller ration. That's why we very badly need this money. Altogether, until the end of the year, WFP needs $61 million. Out of these $61 million, $20 million are urgently needed not to break the pipeline in August.
Now, are the needs in both rural and urban areas, or which areas are worst affected?
You can find the most vulnerable people in a county called Rian-gang, and the most affected are also in the west. That's a major concern for WFP. For instance, in this county of Rian-gang, in this province, about 40% of the children are stunted, and the average for the whole country is 20% of children. In this particular province, 40% of children are stunted. Also, 4% of children suffer from acute malnutrition, and this percentage rises to 6% in the same Rian-gang province. It's very worrying. 29% of children under 5 and 31% of young mothers have anemia in North Korea. That's why this micronutrient food and highly energetic food is really badly required.
Now, is the problem as a result of poor harvests, or is it just poor food distribution patterns?
The crop have been also impacted in some places because of the drought, of course, and the soya bean crop has decreased of 30% because of this drought and this dry spell event. But there is a slight improve compared to 2009, but even with this slight improvement, the situation is still very dire, and the modest improvement in the situation is not enough to address the undernutrition and the stunting, which are still major concerns.